net, reach the net, step right up and reach the net. Bring your kitty, bring your wife. Guaranteed you have the time of your life, because the Mets are really knocking the ball, knocking the ball over the wall.
From St. Louis, Missouri, the New York Mets are on the air. As tonight, Casey Stengel's New York Mets beat the St. Louis Cardinals of Johnny Keene in another game presented by Rheingold Extra Dry and Viceroy Cigarettes. Well, hi, everybody. This is Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner, all set to detail every exciting play in the opener of the four-game series here in St. Louis, Missouri. Now, here are the lineups and batting orders for tonight's game. Playing center field, batting leadoff, and making his debut for the New York Mets, 33-year-old Jimmy Pearsall from Waterbury, Connecticut. Playing second base and batting second, a native of St. Louis, Missouri, rookie Ron Hunt. In left field, batting third, Duke Snyder. Tim Harkness will be at first base, and Tim will be the cleanup hitter. Eddie Cranepool playing right field and batting number five. Clarence Choo-Choo Coleman behind the plate batting sixth. Charlie Neal will be at third base hitting seventh. Chico Fernandez playing shortstop, batting eighth. On the mound and batting ninth, right-hander Roger Craig. For the St. Louis Cardinals, speedy Kurt Flood will be the center fielder leading off. Veteran Dick Groat playing shortstop and batting second. Bill White will play first base and bat third. Stan Musial in left field, batting cleanup. And the Cardinals take the field. Kenny Boyer at third, hitting number five. George Altman in right field, batting sixth. Julian Javier playing second base, batting seventh. Gene Oliver, whose home run won a game over the Cubs 1-0 in Chicago yesterday, behind the plate and batting eighth. And on the mound and batting ninth, Bob Gibson. Here, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. We're all set for the opener of the four-game set here in St. Louis. The umpiring alignment tonight, Al Foreman behind the plate. Long Island's Tom Gorman will be at first base. Big Stan Landis umpiring at second. And Ed Sudol will call the plays around third. On the mound tonight for St. Louis, one of the hardest throwers in baseball, 27-year-old Bob Gibson, former member of the Harlem Globetrotters. And Jimmy Pearsall will be leading off. Jimmy, acquired from the Washington Senators, colorful outfielder from Waterbury, Connecticut, reports to the New York Mets in top physical condition. Jimmy is wearing number two, Marv Thornberry's old number. Here's the windup pitched by Gibson. A high fly ball hit the right center field, moving over George Altman and Kurt Flood, and Flood makes the catch in right center, one man away. Pearsall went right after the first pitch, and Flood made the grab out by the warning path in right center. One away and nobody on. That'll bring up Ron Hunt. Well, this is an exciting night for 22-year-old Ron Hunt, the fine rookie second baseman of the New York Mets. Ron, a native of St. Louis, actually of Overland, Missouri, which is right out by the airport here in St. Louis. His mother and father are both here watching him play tonight. Pitch thrown by Gibson, a fastball over a call strike. Brown hitting at 298 to lead the New York Mets in batting. Bob Gibson, a 15-game winner last year, tonight trying to win his second game of the year. Slow ground ball back toward the mound, fielded by Gibson. He fires to first in time, getting Hunt. Two up and two set aside by Bob Gibson. That'll bring up Duke Snider. Duke hitting 242 and leading the New York Mets in home runs with seven. And Snider has 17 runs batted in. Pitch thrown to Snider, a fastball up high. One ball and no strikes. Somebody sitting down on the upper deck with a big kettle and a spoon, banging on it to root for the Mets. Gibson working fast. Here's his pitch. A strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike on Duke Snider. Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a miss. Well, when you talk about some of the longest home runs ever hit at the storied old ballpark in St. Louis, they always tell you about the drives that Duke Snider, two of them, hit off Murray Dixon. Drives that went over the wall, way out in right center field, out by the clock. The 1-2 delivery, a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high hard one. Oh, Gibson really had something on that one. Not yet completely dark, and this fellow throws a blazing fastball. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. The score in the middle of the first inning, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals coming to bat. Now here's a riddle for filter cigarette smokers. Now what slides right open, slides shut tight? That's 1,000 for convenience, and scores with a taste that's right 20 times. It's Viceroy's exclusive new slide top case, the greatest improvement in cigarette packaging since the flip open box. Crush proof like a box, it slides right open, slides shut tight. It works so easy and with just one hand. Inside, Viceroy. The filter cigarette that tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Now, fans, if you smoke all seven leading filter brands, you'll find some taste too strong, just like the unfiltered kind. Others taste too light, and they take all the fun and flavor out of smoking. But Viceroy's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. So next time you buy cigarettes, make it Viceroy in the exclusive slide top case or the familiar soft pack. Now Kurt Flood leads off for St. Louis in the last half of the first inning. Kurt, a right-hand batter with a world of running speed. He's hitting at 250. Roger Craig winds and pitches. A pop-up down the first baseline, calling for it, Tim Harkness. And Tim takes it in fair territory, one man down. Both leadoff batters retired on one pitch. One away and nobody on. That will bring up Dick Groot. Well, Dick off to another great start. He already has 59 base hits. Batting at 341 with three homers and 20 runs batted in. Dick Groot, outstanding star with the Pirates for so many years already, has found another very successful home here in St. Louis. Inside and high, one ball and no strikes. Right over at the knees for a call strike, one ball and one strike. Dick is leading the National League in total base hits with 59. As a matter of fact, he leads the major leagues in that all-important matter of total hits. Pitch by Craig off the outside corner, two balls and a strike. Wes Covington continues to lead the National League in batting. He's hitting a robust 362. Ron Fairley at 350, and then Dick Groot, 341. Now Craig with a 2-1 pitch. A drive hit foul going high in the air and off to the right. No play in the count 2-2. Henry Aaron Barron of the Braves and Leon Wagner of the Angels lead the major leagues in home runs, each with 13. Barron leads the National League in RBIs with 34. Wagner the majors with 37. Cardinals start the game and add 4.5 games behind first place San Francisco. They feel they have a chance to gain some ground playing the Mets over the weekend while the Dodgers and Giants collide in San Francisco. A smash up the middle, grabbed on a hop by Fernandez, fake to first, in time to get it. Nice play by Chico Fernandez. He went in behind second base, came up with a ground ball with his glove hand stab, and then threw on to first in time. Now there are two away, nobody on. The batter is Bill White. White hitting at 312 with 6 home runs and 30 RBIs. Last year was a powerhouse year for Bill White, the Cardinal first baseman, and he appears to be well on his way toward another. Mets play him deep in the outfield and around toward right. Now the pitcher on the way, a fastball over, a call strike on the inside corner. Well, this is the final stop of the road trip for New York. They'll return to New York following the Sunday doubleheader and open their homestand on Tuesday night. Outside and high, one ball, one strike. Cardinals have, as a team, have a world of hitting power this year. Ron Hunt playing a stride into right field against Bill White. A towering pop-up to shallow right field. Ron Hunt scooting bound. Hunt is calling for it in short right. And Ron has it to retire the Cardinals. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. At the end of one inning, the score of the New York Mets nothing and the St. Louis Cardinals nothing. Tomorrow, a day game will be on the air at 2:25. Sunday, a doubleheader will be on the air at 1:55 for the Sunday doubleheader. And then following the doubleheader, the Mets fly back to New York. Monday will be an open date. And Tuesday night, the New York Mets entertain Bob Kennedy and the Chicago Cubs. The Chicago Cubs, with about a fourth of the season now gone, have split their first 40 ball games. Cubs right now have won 20, lost 20, and they're 5.5 games out. They have been getting real good pitching from Dick Ellsworth. He lost the 1-0 game yesterday to Ernie Brolio in Chicago. From Bob Buell, from Larry Jackson, from Lindy McDaniel, and Don Elston, those two fine short relief pitchers. And the slugging has come from Ernie Banks and Ron Santo, as well as Billy Williams. While the Mets are away over this weekend, tickets will be on sale for the Cubs series and all future home games at the Polo Grounds, Grand Central Station near the 42nd and Vanderbilt Ramp, and the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station. Now Tim Harkness up against Bob Gibson, and the off-speed delivery is over, strike one call. Pitch thrown by this hard-throwing right-hander is taken high, one ball and one strike. Tim batting at 250 with 3 homers and 15 runs batted in. Now the pitcher on the way, zipped over the outside corner, a call strike. You can't work much faster than Bob Gibson is working right here. Tim Harkness hit a 2-run homer off Don Drysdale in the final game in Los Angeles, won by the Dodgers 7-3. Now the 1-2 pitch off the outside corner, 2 balls and 2 strikes. In order to make room for Jimmy Pearsall in the lineup tonight against the Cardinals, the New York Mets have optioned Chris Cannizzaro to Buffalo. And tomorrow, Sammy Taylor will join the New York Mets. He's hit by the pitch. That ball hit him on the leg, and Harkness goes down to first base. It was a real hard fastball thrown by Gibson. That might very well stiffen up and be a little bit sore a half an hour from now.
I don't think you have to wait a half an hour, Bob. I'm sure that's a little sore right now.
He really threw that one hard, didn't he, Rob?
Oh, he throws hard. He's one of the hardest throwers in baseball, and he's fast here tonight, and it's a little bit cold.
Jimmy Pearsall getting a rugged baptism to break into the National League against a hard thrower like Gibson. Pitch to Eddie Cranepool is taking ball one. He may be asking his teammates in the dugout, do they all throw like this in the National League? No Nobody out. Tim Harkness on first base. Now the pitch by Gibson. A swing and a miss and a high hard one. One ball and one strike. Holding against Tim Harkness at first base. Third game of the year between the Mets and the St. Louis Cards. Now the 1-1 pitch. Fouled back upstairs and out of play. One ball and two strikes. Sally Hemus on the lines at first and Cookie Lamagetto coaching at third. Just made his debut managing the Washington Club in Baltimore last night, and Gil ran into an old National League nemesis named Robin Roberts. Now Harkness with a short lead off first, and a throw to first by Bob Gibson, not in time. To a man, all the players who were pulled of the ex-Dodger teammates of Gil's, both of the Mets and the Dodgers, to a man all thought that Gil would do well. Foul tipped. Oliver unable to hang on to that one. As a matter of fact, he's hit on the forearm by the foul tip. One ball and two strikes. One of the most exciting games we saw all last year was a game involving Bob Gibson. On the 27th of July last year, he hooked up in a mound duel with Alvin Jackson. The Mets won the game 1-0. Pitching 1-2. In the dirt, Oliver makes a good play, scooting on his shin guards off to the right to hang on to it in the count 2-2. Base hits have been rather hard to come by for Eddie on this road trip. He has been in somewhat of a batting slump, and usually when a hitter does go into a slump, they also make some top-notch fielding plays on him. Low, ball 3-2. Dick Trzaski, the shortstop of the Dodgers, made a superb play to take a hit away from Eddie Cranepool in that final game in Los Angeles. Now the count is 3-2 on Cranepool. Harkness on first, nobody out, top of the second, and no score in the game. Choo-choo Coleman, the on-deck hitter. There goes the runner. The pitch inside is ball 4, and Cranepool goes down to first. Now on a hit, batsman and a walk. The New York Mets have runners on first and second, nobody out. That brings up Choo-choo Coleman. Choo-choo hitting at 179. Now the Cardinals look for the bunt. Foyer even with the bag at third. Bill White back toward fielding depth at first. Way inside. That one almost nicked him. One ball and no strikes. Gibson so far this year has been bothered by a wildness. His last time out in 6 innings, he walked 4. Here's the pitch on the way. A smash foul going down the right field line. Choo-choo got around on that one. He ripped it, and it goes foul. One ball, one strike. This year, Bob Gibson has been beaten twice by Cincinnati, once by the Braves. He beat the Dodgers 10-7. Against the Mets last year, he won 2 and lost 1. Right now, the count 1-1 on Choo-choo Coleman. Charlie Neal, the on-deck hitter. Pitch by Gibson. Off the outside corner, and Choo-choo ignores it, 2-1. Day game tomorrow and a doubleheader Sunday, and then the Mets will be coming home to open a good homestand. They'll entertain 5 different National League ball clubs on the next homestand. Danny Murtaugh brings Pittsburgh in for the first time this year. He bunts it foul, coming right straight back into count 2-2. Johnny Keene and the Cardinals will be in on that next homestand. They play in New York on the 7th, 8th, and 9th of June. That's a weekend, a four-game series. A night game on Friday night, a Ladies' Day game on Saturday, and a doubleheader on Sunday, the 9th of June. Now two runners take a lead. Count two and two on Choo Choo. A foul ball off the fist, back upstairs and out of play. When Sammy Taylor joins New York here in St. Louis tomorrow, that means that Casey will have to dispose of one player in order to make room for him. Now Gibson makes the stop. Here's his pitch to Choo Choo. A high drive that may go foul. Well hit deep to right field, and it's going to be a foul ball off the facing of the upper deck. Choo Choo leaned into that one, but it was foul by 8 or 10 yards down the right field line off the facing of the upper deck. Tim Harkness on second. He was hit by a pitch. Eddie Cranepool on first. Eddie drew a walk. Now the pitch. Low, it's ball three, and the string is out, 3-2. Gibson got in front on Eddie Cranepool, but Eddie had a good eye and drew a walk on 3-2. When it was 3-2 on Cranepool, Harkness was running. Let's keep an eye on the runners now. Gibson, a flamethrower. Two runners take a lead. There go the runners. The pitch is high, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Gibson with a hit batsman and two walks. The base is now loaded, and Charlie Neal coming on to hit. Charlie hitting at 225 with one homer and nine RBIs. Cardinals now have the infield willing to concede a run to try and get two, and the outfield playing him to hit the opposite way. Fastball high, one ball and no strikes. Gibson has been wild high with that blazing fastball so far here in the second inning. Harkness, the lead runner on third. Next pitch on the way. A ground ball bounced towards second base. It goes through to center field for a base hit. One run is in. Cranepool digging for the plate. He'll come in to score, and the Mets lead 2-0. Johnny Neal with a nice level swing, belting a ground single right back up the middle. Just beyond the reach of Huey and Javier, he tried to flag it down on a backhand play in back of second. So give Neal two runs batted in, and the Mets lead 2-0. Runners on first and third. Choo Choo raced from first around to third, and the hitter now is Chico Fernandez. Now Gibson off the stretch. Still nobody out. Here's the pitch. He bunts the ball, and it's a foul ball. Foul ball. Foul ball because he bunted it twice before he got out of the batter's box. On the backlash, it was bunted into the ground a second time. So it's a foul ball, and Fernandez will have to come back. Suicide squeeze play wasn't on. Choo Choo was waiting to see whether or not the ball was on the ground. That's two and the Cardinals nothing. Runners on first and third, nobody out. Now Gibson with a full windup and the pitch on the way, taking a pie. Charlie Neal broke and started to go, then slammed on the brakes, figured perhaps he couldn't make it. One ball and one strike. Gibson forgot and worked from the windup. Runners on first and third. Choo Choo's on third, and Charlie Neal with a two-run single is on first. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Fernandez. One ball and two strikes. Roger Craig crouched in the on-deck circle. The old professor, Casey Stengel, has his left leg propped up near the top step of the dugout as he watches all the goings-on. Now Now Gibson with a count of 1-2. The pitch to Fernandez. A ground ball hit slowly on the right side. Fumbled by Javier. Now he throws to first in time, getting Fernandez. And Goldman comes in to score to make it 3-0. Give Fernandez an RBI. Ball was hit down toward the end of the bat. It had a lot of spin on it. It wasn't hit too hard. Javier had trouble picking it up. He wasn't going to try to make a play on the plate on that one. So give Fernandez an RBI. So the New York Mets, who hadn't scored a run for Roger Craig in 26 and a third innings, now have three home for him here in the top of the second. Roger the batter with Neil on second, one down. A slow grounder back toward the mound. Gibson throws to first. Neil races on to third after he turns the throw loose as Gibson did not bother to look him back. Now there are two away, and coming up to hit will be Jimmy Pearsall. Jimmy tapping the dirt out of his spikes. Pearsall now in his 13th year at Major League Baseball. He's had some great years. He is just as happy as he can be to be with the New York Mets and to play for Casey Stengel. He has always been very fond of Casey. Outside and low, it's ball one. As a youngster, when he was playing in right field for Lou Boudreau with the Red Sox, they used to battle the New York Yankees. Casey many times acclaimed his outstanding fielding and helped him to become a good ball player. A foul ball wafted back upstairs and out of play. One ball and one strike. Pearsall 0 for 1. He flied to right center in the first inning. Now the pitch by Gibson, whacked foul off to the right. One ball and two strikes. Charlie Neal on third. Three runs are in. There are two away. We're in the top of the second. Gibson with that big windup. Now the pitch. Outside and high, 2-2. Wow, this fellow doesn't waste any time out there.
He works fast, and also that ball gets to the plate awfully fast, too.
Now Pearsall wagging the bat around, cocks it off the right shoulder. Jimmy bends from the waist, feet close together. For a number of years now, Jimmy and his big family have made their home in Newtonville, Massachusetts. Too high, it's ball three. Jim is now in the process of moving his family as soon as school is out to Hyannisport. Full count on Pearsall, now 3-2. Jim is the seventh man up against Gibson in the inning. Ball four, it's up high, and Pearsall walks. That's the third walk given up in the inning by Bob Gibson. And it brings up Ron Hunt. Ron 0 for 1 was thrown out by Gibson in the first inning. Now the New York Mets have runners on first and third. Three runs are in, two men down. And for the first time, we have a little stirring around now in the Cardinal bullpen. Now Gibson off the stretch, delivers to Hunt. Ball one, inside and low. Another fellow who really throws hard, too, is now warming up in the Cardinal bullpen, and that's rookie right-hander Harry Fanock, F-A-N-O-K. Mets hit against Fanock in spring training down in St. Petersburg, and they were really extolling his fastball. Here's the pitch on the way. Ground ball bounced towards second. Big hop for Javier. He whips it on to Bill White, and the side is out. Eight men came up. Three runs came in. On one hit, no errors, and two left on. At the end of an inning and a half, the score of the New York Mets 3 and the St. Louis Cardinals nothing. Well, you know, you can't really tell if a pitcher has it until you see how he does against the top hitters around the circuit. You know, the same thing goes for the taste of filter cigarettes. The only real test is to put the leaders up against each other and see which one has the taste that's right. Now, if you smoke all seven leading filter brands, you'll find some taste too strong. If you didn't see the filter, you probably wouldn't know it was there. And some taste too light. The filter seems to take all the fun and flavor out of smoking. But Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got The taste that's right. Now, how about checking that Viceroy taste for yourself? The next time you buy cigarettes, make it Viceroy in the familiar soft pack or the new slide top case. Either way, Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Viceroy, that's right. Right here, let's pause for station identification.
This is the voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast, WGY Schenectady, a General Electric station. The time, 29 minutes until 10.
Bob Murphy with Ralph Kiner and Lindsey Nelson from St. Louis. The leadoff hitter is Stan the Man Musial facing Roger Craig. Stan has six homers this year. Outside and low, it's ball one. Musial already in the double figures in RBIs. He has driven 20 runs in. Now the windup pitch by Craig. A high fly ball. It's deep to right field. This one is up. And there it goes. A home run. With real authority, career-wise for Stan Musial, and he's zeroing in on 500. He needs 30 more now. That's 470 home runs. High fly, hit deep to right center, and actually up over the rooftop level in right center. Now Kenny Boyer up against Roger Craig. Slider on the outside corner, strike one call. Outfield around toward left. That's three and the Cardinals one. A smash it hard toward short. A base hit beyond the reach of Fernandez. Boyer takes the turn at first. He'll hold up there. Kenny Boyer was hitting 304 when he came up, and that brings up George Altman. Altman hitting 276 with two homers and 15 runs batted in. Jimmy Pearsall swings around to right center against George Altman. Here's the pitch by Craig. Curve is over, a call strike. Down in the dugout before the game, Jimmy was saying to Roger Craig, now don't hesitate to move me around wherever you want me, left or right, back or up, because you're the fellow that knows the hitters. Here's the pitch to him. Swing and a miss, strike two. Roger calls choo-choo out toward the mound. For tonight's game, the Mets have but two catchers, Clarence Coleman and Norm Sherry. Sammy Taylor is due to join the team tomorrow. Sammy hurt his arm during the Florida Instructional League play and tried to work it out during spring training and then went on to Buffalo to get in real tip-top shape. Pitch to Altman off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Joe Schultz on the coaching lines at first for St. Louis and Vern Benson on the lines at third. A throw to first, not in time. Boyer diving back in. Throw to first, not in time. Roger Craig with that real swift pickoff motion of his going to work on Kenny Boyer. Thrown to Altman in the dirt, blocked out in front of the plate by Choo-Choo. There's no advance. Then Choo-Choo throws to first base. Not in time. Now Roger up in pitching position. Delivers to Altman, a ground ball hit hard to Hunt. He flips over to Fernandez, one on to first, double save at first base. They get the lead runner, Ken Boyer. He has taken off the lines, and on a very close play at first, George Altman is safe. That brings up Julian Javier. Javier batting at 270, four home runs and 10 RBIs. That's three and the Cardinals one. Pitched by Craig Bunted. Off the hill comes Craig. Backhand grab the throw. He's out at first base. Beautiful fielding play by Roger Craig. It'll go as a sacrifice as Altman moves on to second. But it was certainly not intended as such. Javier was bunting all the way, trying for a base hit. Well, it's time to relax with a Viceroy cigarette. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Now for the Redbirds, the hitter is catcher Gene Oliver. He hit his fifth home run of the year in Chicago yesterday, and it won a game for Ernie Brolio and St. Louis, 1-0. Oliver hasn't been hitting for an average, but he has been hitting for a long ball. Pitch thrown by Roger. Inside and low, one ball and no strikes. Now Roger wants to talk to Choo-Choo. Ralph, what'd you think about the deal we saw in the papers this morning with Bob Skinner and Jerry Lynchka changing ball clubs?
Well, you'd have to guess from that the Pirates are going to go along with their new acquisition in left field in place of Bob Skinner. That's savvy that they got for the Philadelphia Phillies. And they're looking for some pinch hitting from the bench. And, of course, Jerry Lynch is one of the best at that. And Skinner should help the Cincinnati ball club because he'll be hitting in a ballpark that has a short center field fence, and his power is straight away.
Now Oliver, the batter, the pitch by Craig, foul ball hit down the third baseline. Those Pirates who come to New York for the first time on that next homestand, they have really committed themselves to go with their young talent. Bill Mazeroski, a veteran from a standpoint of major league experience, but still a young man, is really the only experienced man in the infield. Don Clendenin, Dick Schofield, who has been a utility player until this year, and then the $175,000 bonus youngster, Bob Bailey, at third. One run in, two down. We're in the last half of the second. Altman leading off second. A smash hit hard, and it's a base hit over the bag going in foul ground down toward the bullpen. Altman comes in to score, and Oliver goes into second with a hard hit, two base hit. He really smashed that one. Neal tried to make a backhand play, but that ball was over his head and going down the line before he could get over there. So the Cardinals fighting right back in. It is now a 3-2 ball game, and the hitter is Bob Gibson. This fellow is a real good hitting pitcher. He's batting at 308, 4 for 13. Cardinals now have picked up a single, double, and home run off Craig here in the last half of the second. Now Roger up in pitching position. Gibson, a right-hand batter. Low, it's ball one. That's three and the Cardinals two. Cardinals have the tying run. Oliver on second. A foul ball hit off the end of the bat. This will be upstairs and out of play. One ball and one strike. Down the left field line to the seats, 351. Straight away in center field, 422. The short porch is right field, but it has a high screen. It's 310 feet. The 1-1 delivery. A ground ball hit down the first baseline going foul. One ball, two strikes now on the opposing pitcher, Bob Gibson. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Roger Craig fanning Bob Gibson to retire the side. St. Louis getting back into the thick of it on two runs, three hits. No errors, and one left on. Two innings complete. The score of the New York Mets 3 and the St. Louis Cardinals. Now here we go to the third inning, and as we do so, let's go with a fellow who 17 years ago played his first Major League game right here in St. Louis, Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Bob, and hi there, everyone. Here is Duke Snyder, who was the only man not to bat in the last inning. And the first pitch to Duke by Bob Gibson is popped up in the air. The second baseman moving back into shallow right field makes the play. Bill Snyder to Javier for out number one as Bob Gibson starts to work here in the top of the third. Score is 3-2 in favor of the Mets. They scored three runs on only one hit in the second inning when they sent eight men to the plate. Tim Hutton is now the batter. Tim was hit by a pitch ball and scored the first run of the game, his first time up, and he looks at a fastball for strike one. Hutton is batting .258. He has three home runs and 15 runs batted in. Tim, a left-hand batter, and there's a check in the swing. It's in time. One ball, one strike. Gibson looking for his second victory of the year. He has a 1-3 record, and the big right-hander lets up outside, the ball way outside. Two balls and one strike. Bob, at one time, an outstanding basketball player. He played for the Globetrotters. Number 45, he swings and comes back to Tim Harkness, and the pitch is inside for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Gibson so far in the game has walked three men, and now the windup for the 3-1 pitch, and it's high for ball four. So Harkness walks to first base, and that will bring up Ed Grainball. Ed walked in the second inning, later on scored a run on a two-run single by Charlie Neal. So Ed officially not at bat in this game. He's batting .218. He has one home run and seven runs batted in. Now Phil White comes off first base to talk to Gibson on the mound. The top of the third, the score 3-2 in favor of the Mets. There's a hard smash right through the middle into the center field, a base hit. Harkness rounds at second base. He goes to third unmolested. And Ed Greenbull comes through with a base hit to put runners at first and third. That is hit number two off Gibson. And we'll probably see some more action in the bullpen. Earlier, the Cardinals had a man up and throwing. Still no, now we got the action going. They're getting off the bench once again. Earlier, Harry Fanuck was up and drawing. Looks like it's the same one getting up right now. Time called on the play. The ball hit through the middle by Ed Greenball. Javier, the second baseman, dove for the ball. Now he's being brushed off and being checked out by the trainer for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Bowman. Doesn't appear to be hurt seriously, possibly a little bit of a scratch. Well, we have a little bit of time to check on the scores. Houston defeated the Cubs 6-5. The Cubs will be in the Polo Grounds to open up the Mets homestand of 15 games coming May 28th. That'll be a night game, the first game, a doubleheader on the 30th, Memorial Day. Winning pitcher for Houston, Hal Winnishek. Pittsburgh's ready. Milwaukee 1-0 after 2.5. Friend and Spahn in that one, two veterans. The only run of the game scored in a home run by Hank Aaron, his 14th of the year. Philadelphia 0, Cincinnati 0 after two innings. McClish and Turkey. L.A. scheduled at San Francisco and a real big one out of the coast. Warren Giles, the National League president, sent a telegram to the San Francisco Giants just to make sure that there would not be any unnecessary water placed on the field for this series. If you recall, the groundskeeper for the Giants had watered down Candlestick Park to throw down Maury Wills in the Dodgers last year. Now chime in, and the first pitch to Choo-Choo Coleman popped up by home plate. Dean Oliver Wedding, and he makes the catch, breaking off of first base, but holding now is Ed Greenbull. So Coleman goes out on one pitch for out number two. At third base, so the Mets now will bring up Charlie Neal with the runners remaining at first and third. The score 3-2 in favor of the Mets. We're in the top of the third inning. The St. Louis Cardinals have two men out. The Cardinals have won both games played so far between these two clubs. One out here in the top of the third. The score 3-2 in favor of the Mets. There's a hard smash right through the middle into the center field, a base hit. Hawkins rounds at second base. He goes to third unmolested. And Ed Greenbull comes through with a base hit to put runners at first and third. That is hit number two off Gibson. And we'll probably see some more action in the bullpen. Earlier, the Cardinals had a man up and throwing. Still, though, now we got the action going. They're getting off the bench once again. Earlier, Harry Panik was up and throwing. Looks like it's the same one getting up right now. Time called on the play. The ball hit through the middle by Ed Greenbull. Javier, the second baseman, dove for the ball. Now he's being brushed off and being checked out by the trainer for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Bowman. He doesn't appear to be hurt seriously, possibly a little bit of a scratch. Well, we have a little bit of time to check on the scores. Houston defeated the Cubs 6-5. The Cubs will be in the Polo Grounds to open up the Mets homestand of 15 games coming May 28th. That'll be a night game, the first game, a doubleheader on the 30th, Memorial Day. Winning pitcher for Houston, Hal Winnishek. Pittsburgh trailing Milwaukee 1-0 after 2.5. Brandon Spahn in that one, two veterans. The only run of the game scored in a home run by Hank Aaron, his 14th of the year. Philadelphia nothing, Cincinnati nothing after two innings. McLeish and Perkey. L.A. scheduled at San Francisco and a real big one out of the coast. Warren Giles, the National League president, sent a telegram to the San Francisco Giants just to make sure that there would not be any unnecessary water placed on the field for this series. If you recall, the trainer, I should say the groundskeeper for the Giants, had watered down Candlestick Park to throw down Maury Wills in the Dodgers last year. Now time in, and the first pitch to Chu-Chu Coleman popped up by home plate. Dean Oliver winning, and he makes the catch, breaking off of first base, but holding now is Ed Greenbull. So Coleman goes out on one pitch for out number two. Harkness at third base, so the Mets now will bring up Charlie Neal with the runners remaining at first and third. The score 3-2 in favor of the Mets. We're in the top of the third inning. The St. Louis Cardinals have two men out. The Cardinals have won both games played so far between these two clubs. They won the first two games of the year, defeating Roger Craig in the opening day game. Roger working in this one. Now the set position and the pitch to Johnny Neal, a fastball, a blazing fastball, a swing and a miss for strike one. Gibson really had something on that one. Charlie drove in two runs his last time up with a base hit right through the middle. Mets added one more run on a ground out. They scored three in the second on one hit. Now the right-hander comes back to the plate with a fastball. He throws it by Neal. It's fouled off to the right side for strike two. Neal not getting around. Bob Gibson was third in the National League in strikeouts last year. Don Drysdale was the National League leader. Bob this year off to a slow start. Now he comes back, and there's a line shot, but fouled on the right field side again. Once again, Neal a little bit late in the swing. Last year, Gibson struck out 208 men. Drysdale led the league with 232 strikeouts. Drysdale right now leads the National League in strikeouts, just ahead of Sandy Koufax. There's a slider, and it's just outside. One ball, two strikes. Gibson's real good pitch is his fastball, but he has a real good slider to go along. That's the way he'll work in a ball game. Fastball and slider. He'll change up once in a while, but not too effectively. 3-2, Mets lead. We're in the top of the third inning. Runners at first and third for New York, and there's a swing and a miss for strike three, and the bat goes out of the hand of Charlie Neal as he tries to pick up the slider. Bat flying on down toward third base. That strikeout, the third in the game to retire the side, and the Mets in the third inning, no runs, no hits, I should say one hit. No errors, two men left, and the score at the end of 2.5 innings of play. The New York Mets 3, the St. Louis Cardinals 2. Well, here's another Rheingold riddle for you. Check this situation. Runners on first and second, one out. When the batter hits foul toward the third base dugout, the third baseman makes the catch and then falls into the dugout. Now, can the runners advance after the catch or what? Think about it. Ready? Well, both runners may advance. One base, since the third baseman being in the dugout, was technically off the ball field. You know, we hope you enjoy our Rheingold riddles just as we hope you enjoy Rheingold Extra Drive. Here's a beer that is easy to enjoy. I mean, it's so much more refreshing than other beers. Dry tells you why. Rheingold has a taste that's brisk and bright and clean clear through. So enjoy the beer that's easy to get along with. Rheingold Extra Dry.
Ralph, we have real spacious dugouts in this ballpark, and if you can go down in that dugout and make the catch and be on your feet, everything is all right.
That's right, Bob. Now we start to work as Roger Keg comes in with his first pitch at the bottom half of the third to Kurt Flood. It's swung on and fouled off for strike one. Well, you have different situations in different ballparks, and of course, that's what they discuss before the game, the ground rules of the individual ballpark.
I think these are about the roomiest dugouts we encounter across the league, aren't they?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Bob. Years ago, they were the worst. You had to sit triple-decking in the old ones. The guy in the back deck couldn't even see the fly balls hit to the outfield. They were really squashed together. And, of course, when they renovated the ballpark, they did make a tremendous change. Kurt Flood, a right-hand batter against Roger Craig. And the pitch back to the plate is a curveball outside. One ball, one strike. Boy, the old clubhouses here used to be horrible, too. They fixed them up.
They have done a great job on renovating this ballpark.
Now back to Flood. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. One ball and two strikes. The only thing they didn't change, though, they left that left field fence way out there, 351 feet away. And, of course, that's not too fair for the right-hand batter. Right field, right on top. It's only 310. And, of course, Enos Lauder and Sam Usual made a real living off that right field screen. There's a pitch back, a line drive to left center. Good go for extra bases. Snyder chases it down. It's going to go off of the wall. Snyder picks it up. Flood's going to go for third. Here comes the throw. It's going to be too late. Kurt Flood, and the throw gets by, but Roger Craig is backing up the play. Kurt Flood pulling in the third base. The throw going by Johnny Neal, but Roger right behind the play. Three base hit for the speedy center fielder. Some action starting in the bullpen for the New York Mets. It's Ken McKenzie up getting ready to throw. Roger Craig now in a position of giving up the dime run. Flood leading off in the bottom half of the third inning with a three-base hit, and now Dick Groat comes up to bat. Dick was retired on a fine play by the shortstop Chico Fernandez, his first time up. Chico going to his left, getting the ball and back at second base. Right-hand batter on at third base, and now a Dick Groat in the batter's box. Groat started the ball game hitting 341, and he looks at an inside pitch for ball one. Infield playing back. The score 3-2. The Mets lead bottom half of the third inning. No one out. Cardinals with four base hits in the ballgame, and now Craig winds and deals to Dick Groat. There's a drive to right center. It's going to be extra bases. Ball off of the wall. Scoring from third base is Flood, and Dick Groat goes into second base, standing up. And that ties up the ballgame at 3-3. Batted in number 21 for Dick, who's having a great year for the St. Louis Cardinals. He's really happy over here. He certainly has helped build this ball club into a pennant contender. Still no one out, and the batter will be Bill White, a left-hander, as Choo-Choo Coleman talks on the mound to Roger Craig. Mets scored three runs in the top of the second. But the Cardinals came back to close the gap by scoring two runs in the bottom half of the second, and now they have tied it up here in the bottom half of the third. It's 3-3. Bill White popped out to the second baseman his first time up. He's a left-hand batter, batting 312. Six home runs and 30 runs batted in. And there's the fly ball to shallow right field. Eddie Grainpool is there. Tagged up at second is Dick Rhodes. Grainpool makes the catch. The throw goes across and is cut off by Chico Fernandez. And Fernandez chases Grote back into second. So Roger has picked up his first out here in the bottom half of the third. The score tied 3-3, and up comes Stan Musial. Stan had a long home run to right center field on the roof of the pavilion out there his first time up. The home run was his seventh of the year. And career-wise, he has now a total of 470. Stan batting 240 this year, but he's hit with good power. Still crouching in that familiar stance. Not quite as deep in the crouch as he used to be, but still a very familiar sight. Here's the pitch to Stan. A curveball low for ball one. Musial also not keeping his feet as close together as he used to. He used to have them almost touching. Now he's spread out just a little bit, maybe about a foot apart. Stands deep in the box like he always used to, a little bit closer to the plate than when he first came up. He used to stand even further back in his earlier days. That was when he hit more balls to left field. And he looks again for ball two. Stan, of course, then learned how to pull and went for the home runs. He has 470 now, so in order to hit that many home runs, you have to be up a little closer to the plate to pull the outside pitch to right field. Two balls and no strikes. Roger Craig working to the great man, Stan Musial. Here's a surefire cinch for the Hall of Fame. He'll have to wait 5 years, but he'll get the first ballot, I'm sure. And the pitch back by Craig is on the outside corner. So Roger has his first strike here against Stan the man. They count two balls and one strike. One out, the score tied 3-3. Ken McKenzie working in the bullpen for the Mets. He's a left-hand pitcher. Jimmy Pearsall in center field playing over in right center. He's playing stand to pull. There's the pitch that's outside, and it's three balls and one strike. Young Dutch batter Ken Boyer. St. Louis Cardinals with a real powerhouse ball club. They have good balance. And the man at second base who is on there has certainly added to their balance by being a real great hit-and-run man. Dick Rhodes on at second base. Good speed in the leadoff position in Kurt Flood. Now the pitch back, a 3-1 pitch, falls foul. So the count moves up to three balls and two strikes. The third batter, Bill White, one of the top men in baseball with the bat. And, of course, Stan Musial batting cleanup tonight. No question there about his ability. Ken Boyer batting fifth, real strong batter. George Altman in right field not doing as well as expected, but he's had good records in back. And there's Javier and Oliver, so they have a well-balanced lineup. If there's one thing the Cardinals do lack, it would be depth in pitching. They have four good starters. They're working now trying to get Gibson back in the swing and be their fifth man. There's a pitch to Musial, bounced down to first base, dug out by Tim Harkness. Roger Craig covering it first, makes the play for out number two. Moving to third on the play is Dick Grote, and Roger now with the score tied 3-3. And with two out, we'll work to Ken Boyer. Boyer singles to center field his first time up. Batting at 304, five home runs and 31 runs batted in. He's a right-hand batter. Outfield playing Boyer straight away. Infield not too deep because he runs well, but straight away. Roger reading the signs from Choo-Choo Coleman. Score tied 3-3. Two men out here in the bottom half of the third inning. Dick Rowe the third, leading off, and here's the pitch to Boyer. It's hit off the fist straight up in the air. Choo-Choo Coleman throws away the mask. He waits, and he backs into fair territory to make the catch. That retires the side. In the inning for the Cardinals, they tied up on one run. They had two hits, triple and a double. There were no errors. One man was left on. And the score, at the end of three innings of play, the Cardinals 3, the New York Mets 3. Well, here's some good news for you fans who are looking forward to finding out more about your favorite Met players. The Met yearbook is so popular that it now has gone into a second edition, with the first edition completely sold out. The second and revised edition contains biographical and statistical data on Duke Snyder, Ed Cranepool, Ron Hunt, Carl Woolley, and this four-colored book with Mr. Met in the front cover contains over 100 pictures of your favorite Mets, as well as many special articles. There are stories about Casey Stengel and the coaches, Shea Stadium, the new Stadiorama scoreboard, the Met farm system, and many other features. It's a must for any sports library. And to obtain your copy of the revised 1963 Met yearbook, send 50 cents to Met Yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. Top of the fourth inning now as Bob Gibson gets ready to work to his first man, Chico Fernandez. And the first pitch is a slider outside, ball one. Fernandez drove in a run in the second inning when he bounced to second base. The outscored Choo-Choo Coleman, who is on third. That gave the Mets their third run. The Cardinals tied it up with a run in the bottom half of the third. There's a pitch back that's a strike call. One ball, one strike. Bob Gibson, 27 years of age. He is 1-3 this year, working on the mound. And the right-hander gets a foul strike on a curveball. One ball, two strikes. Fernandez batting .231. He has one home run and three runs batted in. And add one more to it here tonight to make it four. And Gibson with a slider picks up a strikeout as he gets Fernandez to swing. And while we wait for Roger Craig to come out, we'll use the opportunity to pause for station identification.
This is the voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around. The time is now 1 minute past 10 o'clock.
Ralph Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from St. Louis, Missouri. In the top of the fourth inning, Roger Craig to batter. The score tied 3-3, one out. And the pitch to Roger, the first one, a strike, a swing and a miss. The right-hander back to the plate, and he misses outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Now Gibson back to work, and he gets a swing and a miss with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Roger grounded out, right back to the mound his first time up. He has one hit and 23 trips to the plate. Now the slider outside. Two balls and two strikes. Bob Gibson on the mound, taking a sign from Gene Oliver, and now the pitch back, a fastball that's low. So Roger has the count full of 3-2. The score tied 3-3. The Cardinals have one out here in the top of the fourth inning. The on-deck batter, Jimmy Pearsall. Pearsall wearing number two for the Mets. There's the ball hit sharply to center field. Flood will have to go way back. He's back there, and he makes the catch. Ball right back by the warning track, and that's the hardest ball Roger Craig has hit in quite some time. Left playing a shallow center field, had a long run, but he had plenty of room. Center field located 425 feet away. And Gibson gets Roger Craig for out number two. That'll bring up Jimmy Pearsall looking for his first National League hit. The first pitch to Pearsall popped up high in the air to shallow center. Flood charging, going back to shortstop Grote. Grote calls, and he makes the catch to retire the side. Three up and three down for Bob Gibson. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings of play. The New York Mets 3, the St. Louis Cardinals 3. You know what was true in 1910 was true in 1940, and it's certainly true today, too. I'm talking about baseball players. Mark of a real great player in 1910 is the same as in 1963. Truly great player has that extra something. He's got the ability to come up with a big hit or make that extra special catch at the right time. And it's that extra something that makes him great. That's true with beer, too. Rheingold has that extra something that want to lift it out of the ordinary class. And it's on every label. Extra dry. Yes, those two words tell you why Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Tell you why Rheingold is a truly great beer. Rheingold Extra Dry has a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. It's, well, it's everything you want in beer. Quenches your throat and thirst a lot quicker. Certainly much more refreshing. And most of all, it's easy to enjoy. But you find that out for yourself. Next time, enjoy Rheingold Extra Dry. See why millions say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Bottom half of the fourth inning, a tie ball game. The score 3-3, and it'll be George Altman against Roger Craig as Roger gets ready to work. So far, Roger has given up three runs. He has allowed five base hits while striking out one and walking none. First pitch to Altman, bounced in the hole, going over his front. He picked it up, throws to Craig, the ball is dropped. Ron Hunt made a great play to come up with the ball. Tim Harkness at first base had moved on to try and get it. He couldn't get to it. Roger Craig came off the mound to cover. Hunt came up with the ball back in the grass, and he made a good throw to Roger Craig. But Roger, trying to find the bag, couldn't find the ball, and the ball bounced out of the glove. So it's going to be an error charge to Roger Craig, and the St. Louis Cardinals now have the tie-breaking run at first base with no one out. Batter coming up, Julian Javier, and he has just talked with Johnny Keene. Make it Joel Schultz, who's the third base coach. Javier, a right-hand batter with good speed, has officially not been to bat. He laid down a punt that was credited as a sacrifice punt his first time up. And the first pitch is a ball inside. Javier was not bunting for sacrifice his first time up. He was bunting for a base hit, but because there was a runner on first base at the time, he got credit for a sacrifice. This is one of the odd rules in baseball. Once again, Ken McKenzie up and throwing in the bullpen. Throw to first base chases George Altman back. 3-3 game. No one out here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Roger now sets and goes to first again. Altman, a good base runner, with a short lead, gets back ahead of the throw. Cardinals have real good speed. Ironically, Dick Grote is one of their slower men, and he's their shortstop. Here's the throw to first this time. Altman was moving toward second. He had to hurry to get back. He made it, though. No one out. And now Javier stepping out of the batter's box. And here's a pitch to Javier, hit in the hole. It's going to go on through. Altman moving, flies from the second base. He didn't know where the ball was. Coming up with the ball in left field is Duke Snyder. The throw goes into the shortstop. George Altman on the play, slid into second base. There was no play there at all. He didn't know where the ball was. And because he slid, he had no chance to move to third on the hit and run play. So an error and a base hit. Hit number six off Roger Craig. And the Cardinals now have runners at first and second with no one out. The batter is Gene Oliver. Gene doubled the drive and a run in the second inning. He is one for one, batting at 195. It was Gene's home run last night that gave the Cardinals a 1-0 win for Ray Sadecki. There's a hard ground ball in the hole going through in the left field. It's going to score a run. Snyder up with the ball, goes to third. And coming in from second base to break the tie is George Altman. And coming out of the dugout is Casey Stengel. So the Cardinals have taken the lead here with two base hits. Another run batted in for Gene Oliver. The score is 4-3 and Casey comes to the mound. Incidentally, that game last night gave the win not to Sadecki, but to Ernie Broglio. Cardinals winning 1-0. Casey Stengel coming to the mound, and now while we wait to see what actually will happen, here is Bob with the scores around the league.
Okay, Ralph, in a day game that went 12 innings, Houston defeated the Chicago Cubs 6-5. The winner in relief was Hal Woodishick. Bruce started, Skinny Brown in the fifth inning. For the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kunst started, Hobby in the fifth, McDaniel in the eighth, McDaniel the losing pitcher. Tonight, at the end of 3.5, the Braves lead the Pirates 1-0 on Henry Aaron's 14th home run. Bob Friend against Warren Spahn. The Phillies lead Cincinnati 2-0 at the end of 4. Cal McLish, who shut out the Giants his last time out, against Bob Perkey. Later tonight, the Dodgers and Giants at Candlestick Park. At Yankee Stadium, Joe Pepitone has hit a 3-run homer in the last half of the 6th inning. The Yankees now lead Washington 5-3, batting in the last half of the 6th. Dave Stenhouse against Whitey Ford. Here are the warm-ups at Minnesota. Ray Herbert for the White Sox. He has been fantastic. And Dick Stickman for the Minnesota Twins. The red-hot Baltimore Orioles now have added a home run by Russ Snyder in the 8th inning with a man on. They lead Cleveland 7-1 at the end of 7.5. The Orioles have won 9 of their last 10. They have Mike McCormick on the mound. Barry Lapman relieves Sam McDowell in the 7th inning. Earlier in the game, Brooks Robinson hit a 2-run homer. Detroit leading Boston 2-0 after 3.5 on a 2-run homer by Al Kaline. Bill Mondbouquet for the Red Sox and Hank Aguirre pitching for Detroit. On the West Coast tonight, Kansas City meets the Angels in Los Angeles. Well, Ralph, we can well imagine the number of writers and friends that must have surrounded Gil Hodges tonight in Yankee Stadium.
Well, of course, Gil, one of the most popular ball players to ever play baseball, and now the manager of the Washington Senators. He lost his first game by a score of 6-0, but of course that doesn't mean anything either. Gil, a well-versed baseball player, he's made quite a study of baseball, and we certainly want to send our best wishes, Lindsey Nelson, Bob Murphy, and I, on to a real great guy, Gil Hodges. You know, millions say my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. How about you? Right now, why not order up or open up a Rheingold Extra Dry? Well, it's going to be Ken McKenzie to pitch to Bob Gibson. Ken, coming in the game, has a record of 3 wins and 1 loss. He's a left-hander. He has runners at first and second, and Charlie Neal and Tim Harkness both at third and first looking for a possible bunt. Gibson was struck out by Roger Craig his first time up. He's a right-hand batter. Here's the front pitch right over the top of his head. He goes down flat on the ground. The pitch caught by Choo-Choo Coleman, a one-handed guess. Boy, that was right at the forehead. Gibson, squaring around, was looking it right in the eye, right down the barrel, and that ball went right over the top of his head. He had to sit out in a hurry. One ball count to the right-hand batter. Those are really tough to get out of the way of. Here's the pitch back. It's a punt down toward first, picked up on the fly by Harkness. But both runners get back to their respective bases in time. No play for Tim, but out number one. So Tim McKenzie has picked up one out for Roger Craig. Roger going out of the ball game, officially worked 3 innings. He gave up the 4 runs in the game to the Cardinals while allowing a total of 7 base hits. He struck out 1 and walked none. Roger, ironically, had not gotten a run while he was on the mound in 26 and one-third innings. Here tonight, he got 3 and couldn't stay in the ballgame. Here's the batter, Kurt Flood. Kurt crippled his last time up. He is 1-for-2, a right-hand batter. 4-3, the Cardinals lead, and there's a bouncing ball fouled on the third baseline. Cardinals with 2 runs in the bottom half of the second after the Mets scored 3. Then they tied it up in the bottom half of the third, added 1 more right here in the bottom half of the fourth. The Mets have 1 out. McKenzie sets and comes back to the plate. And Flood lines one in the right field of base hit. Green Bull coming over, picks it up. Going from second base is Javier. Going to third on the play, Gene Oliver. The Cardinals have their 5th run of the game. That was a line shot down the right field side. Tim Harkness at first base, who was playing off of the bag, couldn't get to it. The ball was hit that hard. Now the Cardinals lead by a score of 5-3. Mets have 1 out, and the batter will be Dick Groat, who has a double and 2 times up. That run charged to Roger Craig. He has been charged now with 5. The base hit, of course, going against Ken McKenzie. At first and third, the infield playing back for a possible double play. Dean Oliver at third base, a slow man. Was very fast at first. The pitch by McKenzie is a fastball high and inside to Grote, ball one. Jay Hook now throwing for the Mets in their bullpen. Cardinals with 2-1 and 2 in the last three innings. Out in front 5-3. Roger got off to his start. He had 3-0 lead, but couldn't hold it. Now the pitch back is high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to Dick Grote. Dick drove in a run his last time up, and he doubled to right center field to score Curt Flood from third base. The RBI for Dick is 21st. Batting 341. Here's the pitch to Dick. Fastball outside. A play on at first base, but Flood beats the tag. Count now 3 balls and no strikes. I kind of doubt very much if that was a pitch out. The ball was off the outside part of the plate, down around the knees. And at 2-0, it's a pretty tough time to put a pitch out on. Play was executed a little bit like a pitch out, though. Chichu Coleman, the catcher, giving the sign. Flood leading off at first. The on-deck batter is Bill White. Here's the set position. And the 3-0 pitch is looked at for ball four. That'll load him up. Flood moving on down to second base as Grote gets first base free. Dean Oliver on at third and Bill White now coming up. First walk of the game issued by the Met pitchers. Roger Craig on the losing side, the pitcher record right now. He worked 3 innings. And McKenzie in relief right here in the bottom half of the fourth. Bill White, a left-hand batter. Bill is 0-for-2. Infield back. There's a check in the swing, but it'll cost him a strike. Fastball up high. Strike one. Looking for the sign. His first loss came his last outing. Now time call as Bill White moves around in the batter's box. Bases loaded for the Cardinals. They lead 5-3. There's a little handle pop-up down toward third base in foul territory, and the catch is made. Home plate umpire Al Foreman signaled that the infield fly rule is in effect, but the ball was in foul territory, and it was caught there. Two men out now as McKenzie picks up Bill White, but now he'll have to work to Stan Musial. Stan batting with the bases loaded as a home run and 2 times up in this game. His 7th home run of the year. And McKenzie now winds and comes to the plate. With a curveball, it's a strike call. One strike count. The outfield shaded toward right field against Stan the man. McKenzie, a long look now, gets set and comes to the plate. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. Hook in way out in front, 0-2 to Stan Musial. Stan Musial with a lifetime total of 9 Grand Slam home runs. National League leader is Gil Hodges. He had a total of 14. Gil now off the active list. 2-strike pitch to Musial. And there's a foul ball down the left field line out of play. So the count holds at 0-2. Dean Oliver on at third base. Curt Flood at second. And Dick Grote at first. Cardinals with the bases loaded. They lead by a score of 5-3 here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Mets have 2 men out. Musial, the 8th man to bat in the inning. He waits patiently as McKenzie takes a long long time. Now he takes too much time as Stan steps out of the batter's box. Stan in real good shape. It's amazing how he keeps his weight. Now he's back in. McKenzie looks again and now winds. Here's the pitch to Stan Musial. And it's just outside, ball one. One ball and two strikes. That pitch breaking away from Stan, and Stan was going with the pitch. He was ready to hit it to left field if the pitch was over. Stan's home run in this game, a long one to right center field. One of the longest that you'll see him hit. Ball landing on the right center field pavilion on top of the roof. There's McKenzie at one and two, and there's a foul back on the screen. So the count of hold and one ball and two strikes. Boy, it's hard to believe that Stan has 470 career home runs. He's way up there. Of course, he holds just about every record in the National League books. He surpassed the Major League record for total bases this year. That was one he wanted. Stan having more total bases than even Babe Ruth. Now again in the 1-2 pitch, and there's a bouncy ball slowly hits the first base. It's down to Harkness. He drops the ball, but takes it up and throws to McKenzie in time. Harkness came in on his knees, slid on his knees, then couldn't find the ball. He had to get up and pick it up, and they got Stan Musial by a step as Harkness threw to Ken McKenzie. Well, 15 years ago, he could have never got Stan. He lost the chance of keeping the rally going. In the inning for the St. Louis Cardinals, as they sent eight men to the plate, a total of two runs on three hits, one error, and three men were left on. And the score at the end, four innings of play. The St. Louis Cardinals, five. The New York Mets, three. Well, Bob has already given you the scores, so maybe he can give you another quick rundown of just the totals as we move along in this ball game. Here's Bob Murphy.
All right, Ralph. The Braves picked up one more in the fourth inning. They lead Pittsburgh 2-0 after 4.5. Friend against Bond. Phillies 2, Cincinnati nothing at the end of 5. McCrish against Perky. In the American League, they go to the seventh inning at Yankee Stadium. Yankees 5, Washington 3. Ron Klein has relieved Dave Stenhouse. They're underway in Minnesota. No score at the end of 1. White Sox nothing, Twins nothing. Herbert against Stickman. Last of the eighth inning in Cleveland now. Orioles 7, Cleveland 1. Lefty Dave McNally has replaced Mike McCormick. Two-run homers by Brooks Robinson and Russ Snyder. Tigers 2, Red Sox nothing after 4. Mon Bouquet against the Gary Kalan, a two-run homer. Not yet underway in Los Angeles. Now we go to the fifth inning here, and Ron Hunt comes up against Bob Gibson. New York now trailing by 2, the score 5-3. Ron hitless and two times up. Gibson winding, here's his pitch. Fastball to tie, one ball and no strikes. Gibson over the head. Down comes the right arm. And the fastball is over, a call strike. One ball and one strike. The Cardinals have announced a pitching change for the game tomorrow. They had given Ray Washburn. But Washburn started against the Cubs on Wednesday. He went only two innings. But now it will be Ray Sadecki. A ground ball hit the shortstop. Handled, booted by Dick Grote. And Ron Hunt is on. Grote trying to go off to his left to field the grounder, but is unable to come up with it. It's an error charge to Dick Grote. The hitter will be Duke Snyder. Duke has struck out and hit a pop fly taken by Julian Javier. 0 for 2. Gibson hard throwing right-hander off the stretch. Here's his pitch, a swing and a miss, strike one. Tim Harkness on deck and then Ed Cranepool. Casey has four left-hand batters in a row now to come up against Bob Gibson. Next pitch to Snyder, a grounder hit foul down towards Sally Hemus. And the count strike two on Duke Snyder. Night before last, Duke hit a home run off his old Dodger roommate, Don Drysdale. For Snyder, it was his seventh of the year. One ball and two strikes.
Snyder is now only four home runs shy of that coveted 400. Eddie Matthews reached number 400 this year. The 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. He struck him out on a high hard one. The fourth strikeout for Bob Gibson, and the hitter now is Tim Harkness. Tim has been up twice and on base twice. He was hit by a pitch in the second, later scored, and he drew a walk in the third inning. Here's the pitch to Harkness, a high fly ball into right field. It's fairly deep. It's right up against the wall waiting for it is the right fielder, George Altman, and he makes the catch for the out. Just barely shy of being a two-run homer for Tim Harkness. Altman was back as far as he could go to take it. He went to the wall to get his location, then came back about one step to make the grab. Now there are two away, and the hitter is Eddie Cranepool. Eddie has drawn a walk, scored a run, and singled to right center field. One hit and one time at bat. Strike, fastball on the outside corner. Of left-handers tomorrow, Ray Sadecki and Al Jackson. Doubleheader on Sunday, and that winds up the road trip for New York, and they head home Sunday night. In the dirt, scooped out by Gene Oliver. One ball, one strike. So far this year, the Cardinals have played better on the road than they have at home. They're here tonight to open a good homestand, and they hope to gain some ground in the National League race. Right now, they're 4.5 games out. Breaking ball down around the knees, 2-1 now on Eddie Cranepool. They are in much better shape than they were a year ago. They have been getting a real good pitching from Ernie Brolio, from Kurt Simmons, and from Ray Washburn. Pitching 2-1. Strike on the inside corner, 2-2 now on Ed Cranepool. Eddie making his first swing to the western half of the circuit as a regular player for the New York Mets. Count is 2-2 as he cocks the bat. Now the pitch by Gibson, inside and low, it's ball three. Gibson throws a lot of pitches when he works in a ball game, but he is certainly strong and rarely tires. He packs 185 pounds on a 6-foot-1-inch frame. Pitching 3-2. The runner goes. It's outside. Ball four. And now the Mets have 2 men on. Eddie Cranepool has been up 3 times now against Bob Gibson and been on base all three. Now with 2 men away and 2 on, Choo Choo Coleman comes on to hit. Walked 5, struck out 4. Given up 3 runs, allowed 2 hits. Cardinals lead 5-3. Swing and a miss, strike 1. Choo-choo batting at about 170. The outfield around toward right. Pickoff play, throw to second, not in time. Ron Hunt slides back safely. Dick Groats cutting in to take the throw from got Bob Gibson as they tried to pick off Ron Hunt. First time Choo Choo came up tonight, he got a hold of one, but he pulled it foul. It was out toward the upper deck. Pitch by Gibson. He lets up on this one outside. One ball and one strike. St. Louis, 5 runs, 8 hits. New York, 3 runs on 2 hits. We're in the top half of inning number 5. Pitching 1-1. And it's popped up on the right side of the infield. Calling for it, Bill White, the first baseman. And he grabs it midway between first and second to retire the side. No runs, no hits, 1 error, and 2 left on. We've come halfway at the end of 4.5 innings. The score, The Cardinals 5 and the Mets 3.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet, it's the dry beer. Rheingold,
you can enjoy famous Rheingold Extra Dry of the new Chug-a-Mug. It's the first and only...
At the end of four and a half innings, the score, the Cardinals 5 and the Mets 3.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's a dry flavor treat. Won't you try Extra Dry Rheingold beer?
Now you can enjoy famous Rheingold Extra Dry and the new Chug-a-Mug. It's the first and only beer container with a wide mouth and a top that's so easy to open. Just pull the tab on top straight out, then straight up and off. You drink right from the Chug-a-Mug. No glasses, no opener, no deposits, no fooling. Chug-a-Mug holds the same and costs the same as the 12-ounce can. Buy it now wherever famous Rheingold Extra Dry is sold.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Chug-a-Mug is a new way to buy beer. Better get some today.
Chug-a-Mug, what you say?
What a great way to drink Rheingold beer.
Now before the Cardinals hit in the home fifth inning, let's pause for station identification.
810 on your dial, WGY Schenectady, the voice of the Mets in the great Northeast. The time now by our General Electric clock is 10:30.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from St. Louis, last half of the fifth inning. Kenny Boyer hits the first one foul back into the screen of Ken McKenzie, strike one. Boyer single to left center and popped out to Choo-Choo Coleman, so Kenny has one hit and two times up. Boyer hitting 304 has hit five home runs. A drive in the air to right field. Cranefield hurries back, reaches up, makes the one-hand catch. One away. That ball was hit hard to the opposite field by Ken Boyer. And the hitter now will be the right fielder, George Altman. Altman reached safely on a force play and later scored in the second. He reached on an error charged to Roger Craig in the fourth inning and later scored. So officially, George is 0 for 2, but has scored two runs. High pop-up to short right field. Harkness backing down the line. He's right on the line. Makes the catch. It's a fair ball. Two men down. Two up and two set aside. That brings on Julian Javier. Javier, a very fast man, batting at 270 with four home runs and 10 RBIs. Tonight, Javier has sacrificed to turn his bat, although he was actually bunting for a base hit, and then singled to left field. Cardinals 5 and the Mets 3. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. Ken McKenzie in relief of Roger Craig pitches a swing and a miss, strike one. Jimmy Pearsall is wearing uniform number 2 tonight, but when the Mets get to New York to open their homestand, he will take as his permanent number, number 34. Next pitch by McKenzie, way inside. Choo-choo had to lunge for it. One ball, one strike. Now McKenzie with a 1-1 pitch. Javier whacks it foul back over the roof. It's out of play. One ball and two strikes. Five runs, eight hits. They've had five left on. New York, three runs on two hits, and the Mets have had six left on. Next pitch on the way straightens him up. It's inside and high on the count even. Two balls and two strikes. Last of the seventh inning in Yankee Stadium now. Yankees 5, Senators 3. Off the outside corner, and we have a full count, 3-2 on Julian Javier.
pitching 3-2.
Way inside, it's ball four, and Javier walks. McKenzie had him two strikes, but loses him, and Javier goes to first. That's the second walk in relief by Ken McKenzie, and it brings on Gene Oliver. Oliver doubled, driving in a run in the second, and he singled, driving in a run in the fourth inning. So Oliver has two for two, two runs batted in. His 13th and 14th RBIs of the year. There goes the runner, the pitch inside, the fake by Choo-Choo, safe, he steals the base. Choo-Choo's throw in the dirt, scooped out by Ron Hunt, but Javier slides in with a stolen base. 5 innings complete, Milwaukee 2, Pittsburgh nothing in Milwaukee. Phillies got 3 in the 6th inning at Cincinnati. They lead the Reds 5-0 after 5.5. Nothing yet on the Dodgers and Giants. Jay Hook goes back to work in the New York bullpen. Oliver waiting. Fastball over for a call strike. 1-1. They're in the 8th inning in New York now. Yankees 5, Washington 3. White Sox and Twins, no score at the end of 1. Cleveland got 3 in the 8th. They go to the 9th. Baltimore 7, Cleveland 4. Red Sox 3 in the 5th inning. They lead 3-2 over Detroit after 4.5. Change up is over for a strike. 1-2 now on Gene Oliver. Ken McKenzie getting his sign from Choo-Choo Coleman. Javier, who drew a walk and stole second, leads off second base. There are two away. Pitching 1-2. A ground ball with a big hop to short. Fernandez to take the bad hop. Goes over his head and on into left field. Javier comes in to score, and the Cardinals lead 6-3. Fernandez backed off to play a long hop, and as he did so, the ball took a bad hop and went even higher and over his head and on into left field. Dean Oliver, the Cardinal catcher, now has 3 for 3 and 3 RBIs. Each time up, he has connected safely and driven a run in. He hit a home run in yesterday's game in Chicago, giving Broglio a 1-0 mound duel win over Dick Ellsworth. Bob Gibson, the batter. Ground ball raked foul down toward Vern Benson, the third base coach. Run scored is charged to Ken McKenzie. Cardinals now lead 6-3. Gibson, the pitcher, a right-hand batter, is up. Gibson is now a 3-run inning for the St. Louis Cardinals. Gibson's a good hitter, and he has a lot of power. He came into the game hitting a 308. 3 runs in now for the St. Louis Cardinals. They now lead 8-3 in the last half of the 5th inning. Fastball over for a call strike to center fielder Kirk Flood. McKenzie out of his wind. Up here's the pitch to Flood. A drive in the air to right field. In front of this one is Eddie Cranebull. Eddie has it and the side is out. Inning number 5, 3 runs. There were 2 hits. No errors and none left on. Now at the end of 5, the score, the St. Louis Cardinals 8 and the New York Mets 3. Well, you know, it's mighty pretty this time of the year, and it kind of leaves you with one big impression. Nature is pretty wonderful. Yes, sir. Let nature take its course, and things turn out excellently.
The natural way is generally the best.
This is true with beer, too. Beer brewed the natural way is more refreshing and it tastes better. Now, Rheingold Extra Dry is brewed the natural way. Yes, sir, it's the long, slow, costlier way, but it pays off in taste. A taste that's brisk and bright and clean beer through. That's why we say that Rheingold Extra Dry is beer as beer should taste. Now, look, why don't you do the natural thing? Enjoy a tall, foaming glass of Rheingold Extra Dry and discover the difference that dry makes. You'll be glad you did. Only remember to make it Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Now the ground crew has come out to manicure the infield at the end of five and will be going along to the sixth inning. Over the first five innings, scoring eight runs on 10 hits with five left on. Charlie Neal now hoping to get it going against Bob Gibson, and the fastball is outside, one ball and no strikes. Charlie singled to center field in the second with the bases loaded, driving two runs in. His key blow put the Mets in front 2-0. A drive hit down the right field line is going foul, past the bullpen and into the seats. One ball and one strike on Charlie Neal. Jay Hook has continued to warm up in the bullpen. Casey, for the time being, has Jay Hook relegated to the bullpen, hoping he can regain his sharpness. Fouled upstairs and out of play. Of course, Casey considers Jay valuable as a starting hitter, but also feels that if he had to use him in relief, he could be quite a relief pitcher. He throws hard, and when he only has two or three innings to go and can really go all out, he can really throw lightning. The 1-2 delivery, breaking ball outside, 2-2 on Charlie Neal. Charlie has to hit the dirt. It's inside and high. He was knocked flat with that one. So we have a full count of 3-2. Now Gibson cranks up. In comes his pitch, a slow grounder tapped towards short. Handled by Dick Crote. Here's the peg on to White. In time, and Charlie is out. Nobody on in the top half of the sixth inning. They'll break up Chico Fernandez. Chico, hitless and two times up, has grounded out second to first and been struck out. Now Rod Keneal has come out on deck to bat for Ken McKenzie. Ground ball hit down to third. Boyer backs off. Snags the hop. Now the throw. In time, two men down. Rod Keneal coming on now to hit for Ken McKenzie. And Jay Hook will take over the pitching in the last of the sixth inning. Rod, right-hand batter. Hitting at 133. Outside and low, it's ball one. Will be the third pitcher used to that by Casey. Gibson's pitch on the way. Off the outside corner, it's ball two, 2-0. Rod's off-season home is Springfield, Missouri, and anytime the Mets are playing here in St. Louis, he usually has several members of his family on hand for the series. Now the 2-0 delivery. Ball three is outside, a 3-0 count on Rod Keneal. Jimmy Pearsall coming out on the on-deck circle. A strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Mets were held at two hits in their final game in Los Angeles by Don Drysdale. Both of them were home runs. That's over, strike two, and the string is out, 3-2. Two outs, nobody on. Gibson has not given up a hit since Crane blew a single in the third inning. Fly ball in the air to right center field, cutting over George Altman. He's in front of it and makes the catch for the out. Bad retired at the top of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. At the end of five and a half, the score of the Cardinals 8 and the New York Mets 3. Well, tavern owners all over town have dusted off their welcome mats and given their glasses a little extra shine. Yes, sir, they're all set to welcome you during a National Tavern Month with the same friendly hospitality they show all year round. So be sure to drop into your neighborhood tavern soon. Plenty of relaxing atmosphere and always on hand. Plenty of cold, refreshing Rheingold Extra Dry. Fans, Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for a taste that's brisk and bright and clean clear through. Now, what better way to salute National Tavern Month than with a glass or two of Rheingold Extra Dry? Enjoy some tonight. Jay Hook will make his first relief appearance of the year after his eighth starting assignment. Jay has won one and lost five. This will be the first ball game that Jay has been in 8 days, and so he is in need of the work. Casey Stengel wants to take this opportunity to let Jay get in some good work. Ken McKenzie worked two innings. Gave up three runs. Three hits. McKenzie in relief walked two, and he struck out none. So now it's Jay Hook, and leading off for the St. Louis Cardinals will be veteran shortstop Dick Groth. Dick doubled to right center in the third inning. He drew a walk in the fourth inning, one for two, batting at .341. Nobody on, nobody out. Last half of the sixth inning. Now Jay out of his windup. Down comes his pitch. And the fastball is over to Groth. Strike one. Tomorrow, two left-handers. Ray Sobecki against Al Jackson. Doubleheader on Sunday. Check swing and a bouncer out in front of the plate. Grabbed by Chuchu. The peg to Harkness in time, and Groth is out. Nobody on now. The home sixth inning. The hitter will be Bill White. Bill came in the game hitting at .312. He's 0 for 3 in this one. An infield pop fly. A fly ball to short right, and he fouled out to third. Pittsburgh knocked Warren Spahn out of the box in the sixth inning. They scored seven runs. Willie Starchell hit a three-run homer. Pirates now lead the Braves 7-2 at the end of five and a half innings. Strike one to Bill White. Pirates traded off veteran Bob Skinner to get a pinch hitter in Jerry Lynch to turn over an outfield post to young Willie Stargell. Now Jay Hook and Juju Coleman have a little get-together out between the mound and the hole. Field deep and around toward right. Off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Now White lets it go and it's off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. Cardinals with this game tonight are opening a good homestand. On this homestand, the Giants will be coming into St. Louis. Johnny Keene feels his ball club has hit a good stride now. Now the 2-1 pitch. Inside and low, and it goes to 3-1 on Bill White. Now Hook with a 3-1 pitch. Ball four. It's inside and low, and White goes down to first. Now Stan Musial. Stan belted his 7th home run of the year, his first time up in the last half of the second. His home run made the score 3-1 in favor of the Mets. Since then, Musial has grounded out twice, so Stan has 1-for-3. Now White leading off first. The pitch to Musial, way up high. 1 ball and no strike. It's all over in Cleveland. The Orioles beat Cleveland 7-4. Mike McCormick winning his first game in the American League. Sam McDowell losing. 2-run homers by Robinson and Snyder. A throw to first, not in time. Birds of Billy Hitchcock currently leading the American League tonight, win their 10th game in 11 starts. Off the outside corner, ball 2-2-0. One out and one on, last half of the 6th inning, St. Louis 8, New York 3. Now Jay up in pitching position, delivers. Up high, a peg to first by Choo-Choo. It's not in time. White gets back. And Hook has gone behind on Stan the man, 3-0. Now the 3-0 pitch. That's over. Called. Strike one. 3-1 on Musial. Play the infield around toward right against Stan. The outfield deep and also pulled to right. There goes the runner. A high pop foul, maybe beyond reach. Running hard, Ron Hunt in foul ground. Still running. Look out, Ron. Beyond his reach. Lands on the warning path. Just beyond his reach after a long, long, long run. Bill White was running on the 3-1 delivery. He has to retrace his steps. Count is full on Musial now at 3-2. Cardinals have home runs in the game tonight by Stan Musial with the bases clear and with a man on by pitcher Bob Gibson. Now White edging away. There he goes. Here's the pitch. Fouled again. Back upstairs. No play. Once again, White will have to hurry back. Cardinal broadcaster Harry Carey with a big net out trying to catch the foul ball. Bill White getting in his wind sprints with Musial hitting on 3-2, leads off first base once again. A throw to first, not in time. At Yankee Stadium, Whitey Ford winning his 4th game of the year, Yankees 5, Washington 3. Losing pitcher Dave Stenhouse. Now Jay steps up. Big hit in the Yankee game was Pepitone's 3-run homer in the 6th inning. Whitey went all the way to win. There he goes, the pitch, strike 3 call, the peg down, the slide, he is out for a double play. Chico Fernandez putting the tag on Bill White. Musial was called out on strikes on 3-2, and Coleman's peg to Chico Fernandez makes it a double play. In the 6th inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of 6, the score, the St. Louis Cardinals 8 and the New York Mets 3. We'll be going along to the 7th inning, and all set to follow the action for you, Lindsey Nelson. All right, Bob Murphy, we'll be going here to the top half of the 7th inning. And the Mets, of course, will be going home on Sunday after the doubleheader here, and we'll be opening up at the Polo Grounds on Tuesday night. A big day coming up at the Polo Grounds a little later on is Old Timers Day on Saturday afternoon, June 22nd. The Mets and the Phillies will play the regularly scheduled game of that afternoon, but former Major League stars from the New York metropolitan area will be there for Old Timers Day, the American League stars against the National League stars.
Keep in mind, too, that the Mayor's Trophy game between the Mets and the Yankees will be played at Yankee Stadium on Monday night, June 3rd. Tickets are on sale for that one right now at all Mets ticket outlets. Jimmy Pearsall is at the plate for the Mets here in the top of the seventh. Bob Gibson winds and fires the pitches outside for ball one. Pearsall has flied to center, walked and popped out to short. Chokes up a little on the bat. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. 2-0 now to Jimmy Pearsall. With the Cardinals leading the Mets by a score of 8-3. Pearsall waits, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 2-1. In there again for a called strike two. It's 2-2 now to Pearsall. He's leading off for the Mets. Mets have only two hits off Bob Gibson thus far. Here's a swing and a slice foul ball to the right side and out of play. Count holds at 2-2. Charlie Neal had a two-run single in the second inning. And Ed Cranefield had a single up the middle in the third inning. And that's all the hits the Mets have off Gibson. Here's a check swing foul ball. And excuse me, swing, actually. As Pearsall was turning to take it, and the ball glanced off his bat into the stands to the right side of the plate. The Cardinals 8, the Mets 3. That pitch is outside. It's a full count now to Pearsall. Ron Hunt is waiting on deck. Gibson with the windup and the payoff. Pitch one on. That's a ground ball to short. Dick Grote over, up with it. Throws on to first in time for the out. Pearsall is grounded out. One away, nobody on base, and Ron Hunt is coming up. Grounded out pitcher to first. Grounded out second to first, and was on Grote's error in the top of the fifth. Mets scored three runs in the top of the second to take a 3-0 lead here tonight. Mets could not hang on as the Cardinals first tied at 3-3 and then moved on ahead and added to it as they lead 8-3. Bob Gibson with the pitch, it swung on and slammed foul into the upper deck back at first base. A strike one count to Hunt, playing before the home folks, as it were, here. He is a native Missourian. He's in his first season in the major league. This pitch is high for a ball. It's 1-1. Ray Washburn will be pitching tomorrow for the St. Louis Cardinals. It'll be the first ladies' day of the season here in St. Louis. And Al Jackson will be pitching tomorrow for the Mets. Bob Gibson with the windup and the pitch outside for a ball. 2-1 to Ron Hunt. Jimmy Pearsall joined the club. Chris Canizaro was sent to Buffalo, and Sammy Taylor was recalled and should report tomorrow, and then somebody else will have to be cut to make room for him. There's a pitch high. 3-1. Ron Hunt outside the batter's box for the moment, looking down to Cookie Lavigero. Still doesn't have his sign straight. Cookie runs him through again for him. Now he steps in. Gibson winds and fires, and the pitch is high, and he walked him. So Ron Hunt goes to first for the base on ball number 6 issued by Gibson in this game. And that brings up Duke Snider. He struck out swinging, popped to second, and struck out swinging. Snider's a left-hand batter. And now sets. Hunt leads at first base, and the pitch is high and tight for ball one. Tim Harkness waiting on deck. Here's a swing and a ground ball foul, fielded by Sally Amos on the coaching lines at third. It's a 1-1 count to Snider. Group of Met fans here tonight in St. Louis with assorted equipment, including a wash tub, turning their immediate attentions to Let's Go Duke. Pitch is swung on and foul, back and out of play. It's 1-2. One man out on the runner at first for the Mets, batting in the top of the seventh. Is up and set. The pitch is outside for a ball. It's 2-2. Cardinals starting the night in third place in the National League standings. 4.5 games out. Again, Gibson set. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Snyder. Swung on. It's a ground ball to the right side, taken by White. He's going to have to go to Gibson at first in time for the out. As Hunt moved on to second. And now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause for station identification.
The voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast, WGY Schenectady. It's 11 p.m.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy in St. Louis, Missouri. Tim Harkness up for the Mets with Hunt at second base and two men out. Bob Gibson with the pitch lets up in there for a call strike. The Cardinals are leading here by a score of 8-3. Harkness was out of action from last Saturday until Wednesday with a turned ankle. Strike one pitch is fired tight. It's 1-1. Ed Cranepool is waiting on deck. Gibson is up and set. His pitch way inside. Two balls, one strike. In the second inning, when the Mets got their three runs, and again in the third, Harry Panik was thrown in the bullpen. But Gibson Pence has settled down and still has allowed the Mets only two hits. That one's fired high, and it's three balls and one strike now to Harkness. Gibson has struck out four and walked six. Mets loaded the bases in the top of the second. When Harkness was hit by a pitch, ball, Cranepool walked, Coleman walked, and then Charlie Neal got his two-run single. Gibson sets the 3-1 offering. Is low, and he walks Harkness. Walk number seven given up by Gibson. So Harkness goes to first, Hunt holds his second, two men out, and Ed Cranepool's coming up. Cranepool has walked, singled, and walked, so he's been on three times tonight. Runners lead at first and second, and here's the pitch. Swung on, it's a ground ball going towards second base. Had to be played in a hurry by Javier, and he plays it in time, just in time to get Cranepool. So in the top of the seventh, the Mets got no runs on no hits, no errors, and two left. And at the end of 6.5 innings in St. Louis, it's the Cardinals 8, the Mets 3. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
We're the Brothers Ford. We're singing out a Viceroy melody. Bob Viceroy's brand new slide top case, as modern as can be.
Now Viceroy sets the pace with the one and only slide top case. Slides right open, slide shut tight. The crush proof slide top case. That's right, that's right,
that's right.
Slide, take a light. Slide shut so tight. Slide top case exclusive.
New.
It's the only crush proof case for you. The latest is the Viceroy slide with the case that's right, right inside. Slide right open. Slide shut tight. The Viceroy slide top case. That's right. Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
That's right,
that's right. Viceroy.
We're going to the bottom of the seventh, and the Cardinals will send up Ken Boyer. He has singled, popped out to the catcher, and lined out to right field. Jay Hook, the third Met pitcher of the evening, is working here. Pitch swung on, and it's going up the middle for a base hit. Here's all in, up with it, plays it back in, and Boyer turns and holds with his second hit of the game. Left-hand batter and right fielder, George Altman, coming up. It's hit into a force play on an error by Craig at first, infecting a throw from Jim Harkness, and popped out to first base. Jimmy Pearsall moving way over toward right now. On the left-hand batter, George Altman. Pitches inside for a ball. Pearsall said, of course, that one of the toughest jobs he'd have the first time around is learning the hitters, learning positions. And, of course, in a case like this, you have to depend on your teammates and on your bench to instruct you about what you don't know. Hook with the pitch low for a ball. It's 2-0 to George Altman. Absolutely no wind blowing here at the moment. The flag on the flagpole in center, motionless. Temperature at game time here tonight was 56 degrees. Here's a swing and a miss by big George Altman, 2-1. It was a gray, threatening day here in St. Louis, and there was some rain at various times throughout the day. We have had none during the course of this ball game. 2-1 pitch, it's far on, popped up foul back at third. Neal gives it a run, might have a play, it's the edge of the warning track and makes the catch. No advance by Ken Boyer at first. Julian Javier coming up. Credited with a sacrifice in the second inning when he actually bunted for a base hit but moved a runner up as he was thrown out. He singled in the fourth and later scored. Walked, stole a base and later scored in the bottom of the fifth. It's the Cardinals 8, the Mets 3. Swing and a ground ball foul. You know, ball players have various personal habits with equipment. Javier, for instance, with the batting helmet on, puts his cloth cap in his hip pocket. Many ball players do that. Others, like Kershaw, for instance, simply put the helmet on over the cloth cap. As a pitch swung on, it pops up towards second. Hunt goes out in short center. On the outfield grass, he makes the catch. No advance by Boyer at first base. Two men out, and catcher Gene Oliver's coming up. He's been the big man at the plate tonight for the Cardinals. He has set up three times as a double and two singles, and he has driven in a run each time for a total of three. In case you've joined us along the way, Stan Musial homered his first time up here tonight for the Cards. Number 470 as far as career totals are concerned. Ken Boyer leads off the bag at first base. Swing and a foul ball back and out of play. Strike one to count. At the end of this half inning, we'll bring up to date on scores of all the other Major League ball games, the one played this afternoon and the many played tonight. Again, Jay Hook with the pitch, it swung on and popped up. Another diamond. Charlie Neal coming fast. Neal is tall, and he makes the catch halfway between home plate and the mound. So in the bottom of the seventh, the Cardinals got no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of seven innings in St. Louis, it's the Cardinals 8 and the Mets 5. And now to bring you up to date on scores of other games all around the Major League, here is Ralph Kiner.
Houston Cove 45 defeated the Chicago Cubs by a score of 6-5 in 12 innings. And the Cubs will be coming in to open up the coming up homestand. The Mets playing the Cubs on May 28th, the night game, and a doubleheader, a big doubleheader, Memorial Day on May 30th. Pittsburgh Pirates, with 7 runs in the 6th inning, have taken over the lead from Milwaukee by a score of 7-2 after 6.5 innings of play. Warren Spahn knocked out of the box. Bob Friend still pitching for the Pirates. Hank Aaron and Stargell, home runs in that one. Kyle McClish has given up only 1 run through 8 innings. He leads by a score of 5-1 after 8. The one by Gonder, home run in the 8th. Worthington now pitching for the Philadelphia, should say for the Cincinnati Reds. McClish against Worthington. Los Angeles scheduled at San Francisco. It's going to be Sandy Koufax, the ace left-hander for the Dodgers, against Warren Marichal, the ace right-hander for the San Francisco Giants. In the American League, the New York Yankees, behind Whitey Ford, winning his fourth game, defeated Washington 5-3. Osborne and Pepitone home runs. At Minnesota, Chicago leads 2-1 after 4. Herbert and Stigman in that one. And Baltimore defeated Cleveland 7-4 to win that and stay in first place. Boston 4, Detroit 2 after 6.5, and Kansas City scheduled at Los Angeles.
All right, Ralph, here's the pitch to Choo-Choo Coleman. It is swung on and fouled off for strike one. In the top half of the eighth inning now is the Cardinals holding a 5-run lead over the Mets, 8-3. Bob Gibson started. He's come all the way. And here's the pitch. He tries to drag bunt a little hard. It's to Bill White. He bobbles it, pitches a place to Gibson just in time. And the call now is safe at first base. The call is safe at first base by umpire Tom Dorman. And Gibson is protesting vehemently. Gibson protesting as Choo-Choo Coleman comes back to the bag.
Petey Cleveland 7-4 to win that and stay in first place. Boston 4, Detroit 2 after 6.5, and Kansas City scheduled at Los Angeles.
All right, Ralph, here's the pitch to Choo-Choo Coleman. It is swung on and fouled off for strike one. In the top half of the eighth inning now is the Cardinals holding a 5-run lead over the Mets, 8-3. Bob Gibson started. He's come all the way. And here's the pitch. He tries to drag bunt a little hard. It's to Bill White. He bobbles it, takes it up place to Gibson just in time. And the call now is safe at first base. The call is safe at first base by umpire Tom Gorman. And Gibson is protesting vehemently. Gibson protesting as Choo-Choo Coleman comes back to the bag. Umpire Tom Gorman made the call, and he called safe. And Gibson came across to take the toss from White. It was a drag bunt attempt, hit pretty hard, actually, and White came over to play and bobbled it, picked it up and played it to Gibson, and it is scored as an error on Gibson. It is an error on Gibson, takes the throw at first base, as the call was safe. That will bring up Charlie Neal. That is a pitch high for ball one. The Mets with just two hits. Bob Gibson. But one of them was a two-run single up the middle by Charlie Neal. Action in the Mets bullpen. Right-hander Tracy Stallard up and throwing. There's a pitch swung on. There's a base hit in the hole in the left field by Charlie Neal. Choo-Choo Coleman's on the way to third. He'll throw way off the line, and Choo-Choo pulls in safely. So the Mets have runners at first and third. Charlie Neal with his second base hit of the ballgame. On the ground. In the hole between short and third and on out of the left. Usual came in, scooped it up, and just sort of half-winged it over there and up the line. So this brings up Chico Fernandez, the Mets shortstop. And we're going to get a little action down in the Cardinal bullpen. Harry Fannick's been up twice down there tonight. But that was in the early innings, and he's generally considered a long man. Here's a pitch down low for a ball. So now we're going to get Bobby Shack. Little Bobby Shantz, left-hander, throwing in the bullpen now for the Cardinals. They lead by a score of 8-3. The Mets have runners at first and third, nobody out. Gibson now comes set, and here's the pitch to Fernandez. It's in there for a call strike. It's 1-1. The Cardinals came into this ballgame with the worst home record of any team in the National League. They had won 7 and lost 8. The Mets came in with the worst road record. Won 4 and lost 18. Ron Taylor is up and throwing in the bullpen. Long wind chance now for the Cardinals. Swing and a ground ball foul toward third. Cookie Lavagetta, one-handed coaching lines at third. So it's one ball and two strikes to Fernandez. With Neal at first and Choo-Choo Coleman at third. And Cliff Cook has come out on deck now for the Mets. With Jay Hook due up next. Gibson with the pitch. It is swung on and missed. That is strikeout number 5 for Gibson. He has walked 7, by the way. That is the second time tonight Fernandez has struck out. And Cliff Cook is batting here for Jay Hook. With one man out and runners at first and third, the Cardinals leading by a score of 8-3. Batting 129. He has one double, two home runs, and 5 runs batted in. Pitch is in there for a called strike to Cook. Jim Pearsall swinging bats on deck for the Mets. Pitch is outside for ball. It's 1-1 to Cliff Cook. Mets trying to get a rally started here in the top half of the eighth inning.
Pittsburgh swung on and fouled back onto the screen. 1-2. Cook settles himself in the batter's box. Bob Gibson gets his side. Up and set. It breaks inside. It's 2-2. And with Jay Hook out of the ballgame for pinch hitter Cook, Tracy Stallard is continuing to warm up in the Met bullpen. Pitch is high. It's a full count now to Cook. One man out. Neal at first. Choo-choo. Bowman at third. Neal takes his lead. Pitch is a call. Strike three on the outside corner. There's a throw to third. Choo-choo slides back in safely. Neal was not going at first with one man out. As Cook took the pitch, he is called out on strike. Strikeout number six for Gibson, and Pearsall comes up. Two men out, run it first and third. Jimmy Pearsall tonight in his first appearance in the National League, his first appearance as a New York Met, has flied to center, walked, popped out to short, and grounded out short to first. Gibson's pitch swung on, and it's going into center field for a base hit for Pearsall. Bowman comes on to score, and Neal is going on to third. Blood up for the ball, plays it in. Runners at first and third. Jimmy Pearsall has his first National League hit, his first hit as a New York Met, his first run batted in, and the score here now is 8-4. Ron Hunt coming up for the Mets. Hunt tonight is grounded out pitcher to first, grounded out second to first, with on an error by Groth and Moore. So the Mets get one, and they still have two on, with two men out. Bob Gibson checks and deals. And it's low for ball one to Ron Hunt. Bobby Shantz and Ron Taylor still warming up for the Cardinals. Cardinals 8, the Mets 4. Now Gibson sets. Pitches outside for ball. It's 2-0 to Ron Hunt. Duke Snyder is on deck for the Mets. Get one more man on there. It'll be a situation of tying run at the plate. Right now, Hunt waits for the 2-0 pitch. It's on the way. Fired low. It's three balls, no strikes to Ron Hunt. Gene Oliver steps out in front of the plate to fire this one back. Duke Snyder kneeling on deck. Gibson looks around. Hunt getting his eye from Lavagetto. Now the 3-0 pitch. Taken in there for a called strike one. It's 3-1. Hunt settles himself in there again. Gibson's pitch. Well, that's a little number going back to the mound, taken by Gibson. He plays out over the white in time, and the side is retired. In the top of the eighth, the Mets got one run on two hits. There was one Cardinal error and two Mets left. So at the end of 7.5, it's the Cardinals 8, the Mets 4. If you like music, I think you'll love this.
Rheingold Extra Dry is brewed of the choicest ingredients, the long, slow, costlier way for flavor that's brisk and bright and clean clear through. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. drink of Rhine Gold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, it's not sweet, it's the dry flavor sweet. Won't you try?
Mets, Tracy Stallard is in now. Tracy Stallard is the pitcher making his 11th appearance of this season. He has worked 10 and two-thirds innings in which he's gone up 11 runs on 15 hits. He has won none and lost three. Jay Hook worked two innings in which he gave up no runs on only one hit. He struck out none and he walked one. It's all over in Cincinnati. The Phillies have defeated the Cincinnati Reds 5-1. Cal McLeish with another fine performance. Give him a record of three victories and two losses as he threw a four-hitter at the Cincinnati Reds. Bob Berkey started with the loser, with Zanny in the sixth, Couturis in the seventh, and Worthinger in the ninth. Jesse Donder homered in the eighth with nobody on for the Cincinnati Reds for their lone run of the game. So Berkey now has won one and lost one. Here is pitcher Bob Gibson up. For the Cardinals, he had a two-run homer in the bottom of the fifth, hit it into the seats and left. Facing hard-throwing right-hander, Tracy Stallard. Swinging and a miss. Gibson tried to bunt in the bottom of the fourth and popped it up to Harkness at first, and in the second inning, he struck out. Colt 45 beat the Cubs this afternoon, 6-5 in 12 innings. Pitch is outside for a ball. Chicago Cubs will be at the Polo Guns next Tuesday night. The Cubs will be there for the big Memorial Day doubleheader next Thursday, May 30th. It's in there for a call strike. 1-2 to Bob Gibson. Stallard works deliberately on the mound. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck him out. Stallard's first strikeout. Matter of fact, the combined Met pitching effort this evening has achieved three strikeouts. Gibson twice. Dan Musial in the bottom of the sixth. Here's Kurt Flood coming up. To first, tripled, singled to drive in a run and glide to right. It's playing a drive to right and coming on his single, can't get it. He one hops it, plays it back in. And Kurt Flood turns and holds with his third base hit of the game. With one man out, Dick Groot is coming up. He had a double to drive in a run in the bottom of the third. Otherwise, he's grounded out, walked, and grounded out. May is National Tavern Month, and especially good time to visit your friendly neighborhood tavern and enjoy a glass of Rhine Gold Extra Dry. Pitch is swung out and missed. Strike one. Cardinals 8, Mets 4, in the bottom half of the eighth inning. First game of a four-game series between these two teams, and this series will wind up the rather lengthy road trip of the Mets. That pitch is high. It's 1-1. Blood leads, and here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Dick Grove. You know, Ralph Kiner, I never knew until tonight that you and Dick Grove were roommates at one time.
Yes, I caught Dick as he came up to the Pirates in 1952 out of the University of Duke, and he and I spent a little time together. He talked a little basketball, and we didn't have much to talk about with the 52 Pirates, you know, when it came to baseball. We lost 112 games that year.
All right, he's in and waiting, and here's a 1-2 pitch. It swung out and missed. He struck him out. So there are two men out. Stallard has two strikeouts here in the bottom of the eighth. And Bill White will be coming up. White has popped second, flagged to right, fouled out third, and walked.
There's one driven into center field. Pearsall coming up. It curves away from him. He sets it off on one hop. Wheels and throws, and moving on to third is Kurt Flood. And Phil White has singled to center. That was a line shot curving away. Pearsall had no chance. Pick it up. It's curving away from it. He one hopped it, played it back in. With two men out, of course, Flood was moving, went on to third, and here's Stan Musial up. He homered in the bottom of the second, grounded out, and struck out third. Dallas pitches inside, the ball one. First and third. And it's outside for a ball. 2-0 to Musial. The pitch. High and away. Three balls, no strikes to Musial. With Ken Boyer on deck. Here's a 3-0 pitch. It's low, and he walked in, and the bases are loaded. And right now, in order to allow our station to identify themselves, we call it for station identification.
810 on your dial, WGY and WGFM, Schenectady, the General Electric stations, the voice of the vets in the Great Northeast. The time is 28 minutes until 12 midnight.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Cannon and Bob Murphy in St. Louis. Duke Carmel is running for Stan Musial. Carmel running for Musial with the bases loaded, two men out. Paid attendance here tonight, 6,052. That pitch is outside for ball. Larry Benares is throwing in the bullpen now for the Mets. Ball one, the count to Boyer. Swung on and round into right field for a base hit. Kurt Flood comes out to score. Bill White is on the third. He's coming out to score. Carmel pulls up at third base as the throw comes in from Cranefield. And standing up with a double at second is Ken Boyer. And two runs batted in. And the Cardinals lead 10-4. Duke Carmel is at third. Ken Boyer is at second. Two men out, left-hand batter George Hoffman is up. Cardinals 10, Mets 4. It's in there for a call, strike one. George Altman, the Duke batter in left, retires to side. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the Cardinals got two runs on three hits, no met errors, two men left, and at the end of eight full innings, it's the Cardinals 10 and the Mets 4. Well, undoubtedly, you've heard the new official song of the New York Mets entitled Meet the Mets. It's played before each of our broadcasts, telecasts, and it was played out at Dodger Stadium during the Dodger Mets series. Of course, played at Polo Ground before each game and between games and doubleheaders. Now there is a 45 RPM recording of Meet the Mets available with a vocal on one side and an instrumental version on the reverse side. If you'd like a copy of the record, Meet the Mets, send $1 to Met Official Song, Polo Grounds, New York, 29, New York. $1 to Met Official Song, Polo Grounds, New York, 29, New York. We'll be going to the top half of the ninth inning here. batter will be up to lead off for the Mets. Bob Gibson started and has come all the way for the Cardinals and has allowed the Mets four hits. Duke Carmel is staying in the ballgame. He came in to run from Mugil, and Carmel stays in left field for the Cards. For the Mets tonight, Pearsall has had one hit. Charlie Neal has had two hits, and Ed Cranepool has had one. Here's the pitch to the Duke, and it's low for ball one. Duke Snyder. His pitch is low for ball. Rushing off the plate. And the pitch. Inside for ball 3-0 to Snyder. In San Francisco, the Dodgers did not score in the top half of the first inning off Juan Marichal. Pitch is inside, and Snyder draws a walk. That is the eighth walk given up in this game by Bob Gibson. Here's the Mets, the base runner with nobody out. First baseman Tim Harkin coming up. Harkness has been hit by a pitch ball, walk, slide to right, and walk. Gene Oliver, the catcher, has gone out to the mound for a moment. At Candlestick Park, Philippe Ballou has homered for the Giants in the bottom of the first with one man on. The Giants still batting and leading now by a score of 2-0. Minnesota, Harmon Killebrew has hit a grand slammer for the Minnesota Twins in the bottom half of the fifth inning, so that they lead by a score of 5-2 and are still batting. Time call here now, and manager Johnny Keene is on his way to the mound. See about his pitcher. Cardinal manager Johnny Keene. Meanwhile, Bobby Schantz is throwing in the bullpen. Cardinals lead by a score of 10-4. And he's going to go to the bullpen right here. Perhaps Gibson came up with a blister or some such thing. Because after examination, Johnny Keene has signaled to the bullpen. Is being brought on. Gibson walked Snyder on four pitch balls, and right away Oliver went out, and then Johnny Keene came out, and after a little conversation and examination, Stein went to the bullpen. So with a lead of 10-4, it would be our guess that a blister or something similar has occurred. Now Tim Harkness steps into the batter's box with Snyder on at first and nobody out. The little left-hander, Bobby Schantz, looks in to get his sign. Has it now. Kicks and fires. The pitch is outside for ball one. We'll be on the air tomorrow afternoon from right here in St. Louis at 2:25 p.m. New York time. There's a pitch in there for a called strike to Harkness. Snyder leads off first. White's not holding him on there with a 10-4 lead. Here's a swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him, and it's 1-2. Bobby Schantz has been to the baseball wars all around during his career, initially with the Philadelphia Athletics. There's a 1-2 pitch, and it's outside for a ball. 2-2. Larry Sherry has been brought on in relief of Sandy Koufax at Candlestick Park now, with the Giants still batting the bottom half of the first, so they got Koufax out of there in a hurry. Here's 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. So Schantz gets his first strikeout. Snyder holds it first. Ed Cranepool is coming up. He walked, single, walked, and grounded out second to first. Thank you.
and he waits. Pitches swung on and missed. He took a lot off of that one. Chance got Harkness out of there on two off-speed pitches. He's up and set. Pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Bobby Chance came up, as we said initially, with the Philadelphia Athletics, went to the New York Yankees. Then went to the Washington Senators, on to the Pittsburgh Pirates, to the Houston Colt 45s, and here to the St. Louis Cardinals. Snyder leads it first. The 1-1 pitch swung on and popped up in foul territory down the line at third. Boyer across the line waiting, and he's there for the catch. Snyder holds it first. 2 men out for the Mets, batting in the top of the ninth. That will bring up Jim Hickman batting for Choo Choo Coleman. With the left-hander, Bobby Shantz in there. Casey Single, and besides kind of a right-hand batter, Jim Hickman. In place of left-hand batter, Choo-Choo Coleman. Jim Hickman subs himself into the batter's box. Is set, and here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off. It's strike one. Ray Washburn is scheduled to pitch tomorrow for the Cardinals, and Al Jackson for the Mets. And he takes his lead off first. Pitches swung on and missed. It's strike two. The end of one inning of play in Candlestick Park in San Francisco. It's the Giants 5, the Dodgers nothing. They've got 5 big runs, the Giants did, in the bottom of the first, and Philippe Ballou had a 2-run homer. There's a pitch swung on, and here's strike three, struck him out. Hickman goes down swinging to end the ball game. In the top of the ninth, the Mets got no runs, no hits, no errors. There was one left as the St. Louis Cardinals win the first one of this series. Keep in mind that the Mets will be at the Polo Grounds Tuesday night against the Chicago Cubs. And they will be there for a doubleheader on Memorial Day against the Cubs as well, and tickets are now on sale. Here at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, the Cardinals have taken the opening game of this series from the Mets by a score of 10-4, as the Mets had Jimmy Pearsall in the lineup tonight for the first time. He was batted in the leadoff spot, and he went 1-for-4 and a walk tonight. His first base hit with, as a Met came in the top of the eighth when he singled the center to drive in a run. Roger Craig started the ball game for the Mets. It had been 26 1/3 innings since the Mets got any runs for Roger Craig. They got him 3 in a hurry tonight in the bottom half of the second to go out in front by a score of 3-0. They loaded up the bases when Harkness was hit by a pitch ball. Painful walked and Coleman walked. And Charlie Neal singled the center to drive in 2 runs, and the Mets were out in front 3-0. But the Cardinals came right back as Stan Musial hit the 470th homer of his career to open up the second inning. They got one more there and then came back to tie it up in the third and moved on ahead when they got 2 runs in the fourth and were never headed from then on. Bob Gibson worked 8 innings for the Cardinals before retiring, and he, of course, gets credit for the victory. He has a record now of 2 wins and 3 losses. Bobby Shantz coming out to finish up for him. Roger Craig took the loss. He has now 1 victory and 5 losses. So the St. Louis Cardinals have now evened up their home record. They have 1-8 and lost 8 at home. The New York Mets have now lost 5 games in a row. Here are the final totals for tonight's game. For the Cardinals, 10 runs on 14 hits, 2 errors, 8 men left. The Mets, 4 runs on only 4 hits, 1 error, and 11 men left on base. So that just about finishes up another New York Mets baseball broadcast. Right now, I'd like to remind you to enjoy Viceroy cigarettes.
In the familiar soft pack or the new slide-top case, Viceroy has got the taste that's right. Now this is Lindsey Nelson saying so long for Ralph Kiner, Bob Murphy, for our statistician Matt Winnick, our producer Joe Gallagher, and our engineer Duke Williford, and for Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Those two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Why Rheingold is preferred by more New Yorkers than any other beer.